Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Teen Talk Online.
The person that came up with a healthy...
Welcome to Teen Talk, brought to you by Contact Community Services. This program is dedicated to discussing your issues and promoting teen voices for good choices. We want to hear what you have to say, so call our listener comment line at 1-800-245-TEEN. That's 1-800-245-8336. Listen to us online. You can find a link to our Facebook page and on our website, teentalkradio.org.
Hello and welcome to Teen Talk. I'm Katie, and today I'm joined by teen host Nate. Our show topic for today is dangers of steroids. And coming up, we'll discuss why teen steroid use is a big deal, athletic use of steroids, and the negative side effects of steroids. Let's start out with a really interesting fact that I've recently learned. It's a very sad one, but recent studies have shown that teenagers who started steroid use and continued it throughout their life ended up passing away in either their 30s and 40s.
I think that's really interesting, especially because in 2010, 2% of high school students just admitted that they tried steroids, and it's been a slight increase to 2.1 in 2013. So even with
crazy.
The new research showing how dangerous they are, it doesn't seem like it's really affecting the how kids use them.
Right, and like especially with all the recent studies on like a lot of other dangerous drugs have been going down, like the use of heroin and whatnot. So that's interesting to find out.
I've seen a lot of the survey instruments that are used to measure what kind of drugs young people are using, and I think because Teen Talk, and I'm not saying because Teen Talk's never done this topic, but, Teen Talk hasn't done this topic. It's not something that a lot of people think about with young people, that I don't even know that a lot of these survey instruments or other
are
ways
fully,
of measuring this
are
asking
accurate.
A question.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just 2.1%
of kids who admitted it.
Of kids who admitted it in surveys where they actually asked. I know that like New York State's OASIS survey, that is the big one that we base a lot of our stuff off, I don't think it even asks.
No, I don't think so. It's not really seen as a serious drug because it's a very like glamorized professionally used drug for like bodybuilders and athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the most unfortunate part about this is there's so many kids that look up to these specific individuals that when their hero does something like this, they perceive it as okay. Like, for example, in the MLB, like, A-Rod's been suspended, Francisco Cervelli, and those are just two Yankee players. And they had a new drug policy in 2004, which they now do random off-season testing. So, like, no matter what, you can't get away with it, even, like, on the off-season. Well, some people probably still do, but... And so first-time offense is a 10-day suspension, and it just goes up from there until you get to your fourth, and then it's a year-long suspension without pay. So it's not really like...
But you don't get fired.
Yeah, you don't get fired. There's so many warnings. There's four warnings, and like you can still practically be on the baseball team. You just don't get paid.
Do you think that these professional athletes are not doing any steroids until they get to the professional level? I'm just wondering like what your thoughts are on that. I mean, they have to start this somewhere.
Yeah, because I think now, especially with kids specializing in sports at such a young age, it's so much more pressure to make it to the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And so many kids can't do that. Like, they just aren't naturally talented enough, so they use these supplements, and that helps them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, there's, like, a big problem in the fact that people don't see them as completely negative because there aren't many punishments for these celebrities
mm-hmm.
that are doing them.
Mm-hmm.
They're, maybe getting suspended for 50 days from playing with the Yankees, but most of the time they'll still be getting paid and they're still looked at as, superstars. But there's so many negative side effects.
And that's such a big deal because it doesn't seem like a huge deal. Professional sports don't make it like a top priority. And teenagers are so easily swayed at this time because they're self-conscious about the way they look, so they're almost like they're affected the most right
yeah.
now more than any other time in their life.
Yeah, definitely body image is like a huge problem, especially for teenage boys at this time. You know, like they're going through puberty and everything's super awkward. And if you start taking steroids as a teenager, it completely like screws up the whole way like your body works. It stunts your growth. It just does a lot of very bad things, like kidney problems. You can even get heart attacks. It's super, super dangerous.
Yeah,
and that way.
People do it to make themselves look better, but it can cause acne, which no kid wants, no teenager wants. That's not going to help you get a date.
No.
So
I found that was super interesting too.
Kids do it to try and bulk up and look better,
exactly.
But it does the opposite in a lot of cases.
Yeah, and I think it also has a lot of reproductive consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you want kids in the future,
exactly.
You shouldn't do steroids.
Definitely a solid call. Mm-hmm. And for girls that do steroids, it's a much lower percent. Based on the survey that I found, there were 12% of teenage boys in the United States
mm-hmm.
who admitted to doing steroids, and only 2% of women. But it makes sense because it's testosterone, essentially. They just become more, like,
mm-hmm.
have more male traits.
Uh-huh.
Like, it can, their voice deepens typically. They grow facial hair. It's a lot of consequences for becoming a little stronger, I feel like.
Do you think that part of the reason that we don't talk about steroids as much is because it's more of a male-centered drug?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. What are your...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe because it's not relatable to half the kids in a school, so you don't want to spend that much time in health class, which where a lot of kids get most of their information on these drugs if the other half doesn't really relate to it as much.
Yeah, both in 8th and 10th grade when I took health, like, we never touched on steroids at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not talked about as much as I think it should be, because the things that it does is detrimental, like, for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become, like, a big thing in the, like, bodybuilding community, almost. Like, if you look at any of these men in these magazines, they can't be that muscular, like, naturally, most of them.
No.
So
most of it's Photoshopped.
Yeah, it's Photoshopped, or they could be taking steroids. And even if it is Photoshopped, kids don't necessarily know that.
Right.
So they want to do everything that they can to help them.
Yeah, what they're seeing is their reality.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that that's an accurate picture.
What I've found in my research is that steroids make you, like, very angry, which is, like, the stereotype that, like, just I've always
roid
heard,
rage.
Which is roid rage, exactly. And that's, like, the only negative side effect that I actually knew before doing research prior to this show. But it actually affects the limbic system in a person's brain if you're to take steroids. And the limbic system in your brain controls your mood, so that creates
mood
such
swings.
Intense mood swings and can relate in depression.
Wow. And, you know, the thing that's interesting, too, is that, you know, and I think we've all talked about this before, you know, current research shows that young people aren't done mentally, especially mentally.
Right.
Brain development isn't done until about age 25.
Mm-hmm.
So not 18, not 21, we're talking 25. The scary thing to me about steroids is the idea that you're taking something that messes with your whole growth system when you're not done growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is going to have forever effects on you.
Yeah.
I just that's terrifying to me. And like you, what was it? Die in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Does it say why? What they die from?
It just says like high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, liver disease, kidney problems, and it can cause. It gives men a really high chance for prostate cancer as well.
Wow. So a lot of good that millions of dollars in your athletic contract is going to do. You die when you're 35.
And, like, speaking of money, like, these drugs are not exactly what I would assume would be cheap. So you're investing a lot of, like, time and, like, wasted health into these drugs that in the end don't even help you as much as they hurt you.
So we said before that people who are professional athletes who are using them now probably didn't start as professional athletes.
Yeah.
So they were probably doing this before they were making all this money. I guess my question for you is, where do you think...
It starts.
Yeah. Where do you think people are getting them? Do you think they're just going out on the street and saying, hey, man, do you know where I can find some steroids? Or do you think that there's someone in their life who's saying, I think you could take this to the next level with this?
Well, I think a lot of the time it's mostly not really the professional athletes, because we find out about that because they're in the spotlight all the time, but it's the people who are trying to make it. They're in like the AAA in baseball or like the Canadian Football League. They're not quite there, so they really want to. So there's almost more pressure on them to make it than people who are already in, and they have more of a reason to do it. So
okay.
I think
that makes sense.
Most of the time, it's not like put out in the media when people are caught with it, and they don't make it that big of a deal again.
Good point. So where do you think they're getting it from then?
Well,
I mean, I think a minor league baseball player doesn't make that much money.
Yeah, they don't make it soon enough.
I feel like it has a lot to do with like doctors, like
yes.
in general.
Yes.
Really?
Like, they
I think
to
so too. I heard about that.
Yes.
So a couple years ago when there was that huge scandal and they made some rule changes in the MLB, like there was a doctor who prescribed them and like injected them to most of the players. So it's not
And he was like, and the players were saying, oh, we didn't know what we were being injected with. So
why do you think, what incentive does a doctor have to do that?
Probably money would be my guess.
Okay.
If these guys, because they're celebrities, they're making so much in
baseball.
Diehard baseball
fans.
Yeah. Maybe help the team out. And then I also believe you could get it at some gyms. I think most drugs you can obtain if you want to obtain them.
Sure.
Like if you go out of your way to ask around, I don't think it's that hard to get.
No, definitely not. And what Nate was touching on a bit earlier is the whole body image problem that mostly men are facing in this day and age. There's like a lot of different like, hey, like this is how you can bulk up.
Mm-hmm.
There's like all these different accounts that you can follow on social media sites, like how to gain weight, how to gain muscle weight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different like protein powders and all these supplements that are technically legal, but how healthy are they for you exactly?
And they're not really recommended by a lot of doctors, but they don't say that on the can. It just shows you what you want to see. So a lot of kids are using them, and it acts as a gateway drug, I believe, to steroids. So you start off when you're like 15, 16, 17, hitting puberty, almost like coming out of it. And you start small, and then eventually you build an immunity, a tolerance to these, and then you have to work off and keep going, keep going.
That is such an interesting point. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, we're talking about steroids. The actual steroids are drugs. You know, they're class whatever drugs.
Right.
And you can get them. They're controlled substances. These supplements are not, they're not categorized as drugs. They're regulated either like food, which means is it, will you die from eating it?
Is
it contaminated? Or even like cosmetics. So again, it's, can you put it on your skin? Can you swallow it? And not so much will it do what it says it's going
in
to do.
In the future,
will you drop dead?
And they don't tell you that it could affect you in the future, like 20 years down the road. Because a lot of kids, creatine is a big one right now. It puts on a lot of body weight. But what they don't tell you on the can is if you take too much of it, your body stops naturally producing it. So later down the road, you just won't have energy to do anything because it's a thing that your body naturally produces.
Yeah.
And that's one of the safer ones. Like kids say that's not bad at all, and then they move on to like testosterone boosters. And then again, if you do that and take too much, you'll lack testosterone later in your life. So kids don't understand that when you're a teenager, right now you should have the most energy you have throughout your whole life. You don't need all these things to help you.
That's a really good point.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
It is. And the thing is, too, is because they're regulated differently, you know, if you see X bottle of creatine, Y bottle of creatine, Z bottle of creatine, X might not have any in it. Z might be, you know, 10 times what the person needs.
And you mainly buy the cheapest one, too.
Sure.
You don't really think about it. And the thing about steroids is often the people who use them, they use 10 to 100 times more than a doctor would prescribe. Not only are they using like just what a doctor would recommend, even though he's not recommending it, they just use it so much more than they have to.
That's insane.
So are you saying like they might be prescribed steroids for like an injury or something like that, and then they're like, oh, hey, this might actually help me bulk up. Oh, interesting.
And if you think about it, it may not be as hard as you think to like get access to these drugs. You could perhaps switch doctors and say you have certain problems. That's a huge problem for just like a lot of pill addictions in general.
Adderall. Things you can just say.
So, are all steroids bad?
No, because some help treat things like AIDS or cancer, or if you're having trouble reaching puberty, they might give you steroids to boost your testosterone, so that'll help you reach it. I actually had them when I had poison ivy all over my body. It was a steroid cream, and that helped, so I'm glad some types are legal for sure.
Yeah. When I've had like bad asthma or pneumonia in general, they'll give you a more like reduced version, a safer, more healthy version, but it's still technically steroids.
Gotcha.
But definitely not the same kind these pro athletes are taking.
Can you had information on corticosteroids versus anabolic steroids?
Yeah.
Can you
Corticosteroids are like the ones we were talking about,
okay,
that your doctor will prescribe, and anabolic steroids replicate the human sex hormones. And that's what these athletes are taking to change their appearance, some in some cases, and also in others, to perform better. Yeah, it's good to know that not all steroids are bad, but you don't want to go seek them out without your doctor's advice.
Yeah. Nate, do you think it's fair that certain, like for example, baseball players are allowed to still be inducted into the Hall of Fame if they have used steroids in their career at some point?
I think it's kind of pointless, because it's almost saying that it's all right, and then for kids again who look up to these people, like they still made it even though they use steroids. They're still respected in the baseball community in some cases. They made it into the Hall of Fame, so why shouldn't I? I mean, if they're not going to be punished, if they're not going to be barred for life, why shouldn't I do it? They're fine.
Yeah, that's such a great point.
And do you think the whole asterisk thing really...
Not really.
I mean,
because they still made millions, they still were famous, they had the life for a couple of years. And
yeah, it's ridiculous how much money these people make.
I know we've kind of been going over this the whole show, but you know, if you had to sum up why you think steroids are such, you know, why was this show worth doing?
Steroids, I think, are not talked about as much as other drugs because, A, they're not as popular, and, B, they don't affect half the population in a way. They clearly affect boys more than girls. So they might be overlooked in health class where kids get their information, and that it's increasing slightly is definitely a big factor.
Definitely, yeah.
And that kids at our age, in their teens, can be... The opinions can be changed so quickly, and especially with these professional athletes, again, who aren't being treated like they've cheated. They're still treated like they're, like...
Heroes.
Yes, heroes, in a way.
And it's also just, like, kind of, like, for teenagers, a way of, like, cheating, like, the way that your body is naturally supposed to form. Unless you need help, what Nate was talking about earlier, like, a medical condition...
Sure.
If you need to like eventually hit puberty and you haven't had it at that point. But I feel like it's just creating more and more body image problems, and I feel like this also doesn't get talked about enough because male body image, I feel like, is kind of neglected most of the time. It's usually just focused on girls.
Because most males aren't striving to be skinny.
Exactly.
It's something opposite. And I think also, I mean, you guys made a really good point before the show that steroids don't make you high per se, so
right.
We don't think about them as like drugs. I don't know that it's really considered like a recreational drug because you're not doing it
it's
just
not
for
fun.
Yeah.
So I think I wonder too if that has something to do with how we regard it in society, because we're looking at it for, you know, we're a very competitive society. We're always striving to not only improve ourselves, but be better than the next guy.
Exactly.
So if we're just taking something to enhance that, is it really all that bad?
I think that's a solid point.
And people don't understand how steroids can affect your body. Like, it almost goes from head to toe. Like, it can give you bad breath, it can give you acne, then stunted growth. It can hurt your tendons so you won't be as strong in the future.
Really?
So it goes, the span of things is so wide. It basically just destroys your body, and that's not worth it for such a short outcome, like a short progress period.
So we have, it's kind of an infographic, wouldn't you say, on all the different things that steroids affects in the body, and we'll be providing that along with the show information. So thanks for bringing that, Nate.
Thanks, Nate. This has been an interesting conversation, Nate. Do you have a quote you would like to share to our listeners?
Yeah, I have one about being happy. So it's by Anne Frank. "We all live with the objective of being happy. Our lives are all different and yet the same." So I thought this related to steroids because a lot of the reason people take this drug is to be happy with themselves, their body image, to make it in professional sports. And that's what everyone wants to do. So like, if they feel like they have to do it, they don't really, because everyone else is striving for the same goal.
Yeah, that's very profound.
That is. That's a good quote. So mine is from Dick Butkus. He was a former NFL player. And he says, "There is a myth out there that somehow anabolic steroids can turn a cub into a bear. Steroids won't make you tough and competitive. What they will do is ruin your health. It's that simple."
Hmm.
And I think that's just such a profound quote because this man was an amazing football player, and he is so against the use of steroids, and he's starting so many different campaigns for especially like teens and like younger people to just, you know, stray away from that. So I think he's a big help and inspiration to this cause.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he's probably experienced them firsthand too. So someone who's seen them and
seen
the actual
seen all of his
facts.
Friends go through that.
Yeah.
So. And I love that part. What is it? It won't change you from a
cub to a bear.
I love that.
Maybe a more angry cub.
Yeah, right?
So that wraps up our show for this week. Be sure to join us next time. Thanks to all of our listeners. I'm Katie with co-host Nate. Background production, the show was done by Rachel Tarr.
You've been listening to Teen Talk. Be sure to tune in again next week. For show announcements and other information, find Teen Talk CNY on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Teen Talk is a production of Contact Community Services and is made possible by a grant from the Offices of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services.